Well, this week, the House of Representatives is scheduled to address regulations for self-driving cars. For more on that, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of Policy and Politics at Recode. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And tell us about this bill called the Self-Drive Act. What would it do?
Yeah, it's called the Self-Drive Act. And, you know, in Washington, D.C. right now, there really isn't a whole lot that unites Democrats and Republicans these days. But both parties do seem to agree that there's great need to put more self-driving cars on U.S. roads. They think it's cool technology. They think it can reduce traffic congestion. And they believe it can save lives given the high number of highway fatalities there are with humans at the wheel. So the piece of legislation that's up for debate and ultimately a vote on Wednesday would put into motion a way for companies like Uber and Google and Ford and others to start testing as many as 100,000 experimental vehicles over the period of about 3 or 4 years. It's really the first statement from Congress on self-driving cars that we've seen, and it's teed up now for the Senate as well.
And would it override state rules on self-driving cars?
Yes and no. I mean, the way that it works in Washington, D.C. right now is that the U.S. government handles the way the cars are made, some of the federal safety standards, things that govern seatbelts and steering wheels and so forth. So under this bill, it just extends that to self-driving cars. States can't regulate the guts of the car, but they can continue to regulate things like licensing and, you know, what cars can and can't do on local roads.
So you mentioned the Senate. What are the chances of something like this making it through Congress?
Well, the Senate is where a lot of good ideas go to die. It's a little bit slower than the House, but lawmakers there have been working for quite some time to put together a bipartisan compromise on self-driving cars. But their bill hasn't even gotten to a hearing because of some intense lobbying by another force. That's local unions like the Teamsters, which have concerns about self-driving trucks and what that technology would mean for truck drivers around the country and how they would make ends meet.
What are the regulations right now for self-driving cars around the country? Or is it just a mixed bag depending on where you are?
Yeah, it's a bit of a patchwork. Each state sort of has its own approach to self-driving cars and how they can be tested and how they can be used. And the federal government really hasn't issued very much of an approach at all. There are just some voluntary guidelines that were put into place at the very end of the Obama administration. So this legislation in the House would really start a process within the U.S. government to get self-driving cars on U.S. roads over the course of the next couple of years. But it won't be easy. A number of those government positions and transportation policy issues, things that deal with self-driving cars, remain unfilled right now.
And again, chances that this will actually make it through Congress and get signed by the president?
Well, it'll certainly make it through the House. When the bill went through the committee, it was voted out 54 to nothing. It's rare that a piece of legislation gets that sort of bipartisan support. Whether it can get through the Senate, though, is another matter entirely, because we're at a moment where there's a lot on Congress's plate, from the budget to the hurricane, to deal with.
That's Tony Rahm, senior editor of Policy and Politics at Recode. Tony, thanks.
Thanks for having me.